Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song, Advice, and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, the Bud Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra, the Watchful. Friends, we are back in a big way for a big reason. There's a big trailer, and I hear there's a lot of big dragons. I haven't seen it yet.
Let's go. Here's the thing. You have not seen the trailer. I have seen it about 100 times. So this is going to be your sort of reaction, and then we're going to break it down, dive into it. But let me tell you, it's fucking awesome.
All right.
So I have been on a high all day. Our buddies, you know, Sir Matthew Perry and Ryan Sir Jimmy, right? Yeah. Fantasy Network. Give him the shout out.
Yep.
Go check out his YouTube channel as well. Man, we have been literally talking to it all day. I've listened to the Game of Thrones theme. I found a perfect video. It's like Game of Thrones theme, 10-hour loop. I was like, this is the only video I need to watch today after this. So I've been just on an emotional high.
I know, man. As I saw the images, and so those got me hyped. Seeing you guys talk about it, I was like, oh my God. So I don't know, man. I'm just ready for this. We've already got one comment. Yeah, League's better than the first teaser. So
yeah, the first teaser was sweet. It was just a teaser, like, oh my gosh, here we go. Yeah. First look. Now this is a trailer.
All right, so I've not seen it. We just click it
and hit
just
play. Hit play, man. Let's do it.
Here we go.
What is this brief mortal life, if not the pursuit of legacy?
I, Rickon Stark.
I, Corlys Velaryon.
I, Ormond Baratheon.
Promise to be faithful
to King Viserys
and to his named heir,
Princess Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra Targaryen.
Men would sooner put the realm to the torch and see a woman ascend the Iron Throne.
Jesus.
We play an ugly game. You have the determination to win it.
Oh my.
History does not remember blood. It remembers names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Dude, Westeros is back.
It's back. Yes. Big time. Wow, man. I mean, this is, you know what? Okay, first, just initial thought here. It had, when they were kneeling, they were swearing their loyalty. That has the old feels. Rickard Stark. I mean, like, that's like, I don't know. That's hitting like real. And also, it just looks beautiful. It looks absolutely, it's just stunning. And the acting and like it's just like, it's so well cast, you know?
You can see, I would say this, you can see the budget right away. Because this reportedly has a budget of $20 million per episode, which most Disney shows around 10, I think. So like Disney sort of, you know, like the Mandalorian, Star Wars and Marvel is about roughly around $10 million per episode. Now, the upcoming Stranger Things is like $30 million an episode. That's why Netflix stock is tanking, because they like spent way more money than they should have on per episodes. But I mean, you can see the production quality and stuff. And it's like, it feels like we're back.
Oh, big time. It's also got kind of like the lighting a little bit. They've done something to make it look a little bit like darker and like grittier, older almost. So you kind of get that feel. It's not as, I'm sure we're going to have bright moments. We've seen some cool stuff out on the sea and stuff, but like inside King's Landing, it's in the throne room. It just feels grittier. It feels more like, I don't know, like maybe you got some soot and some ash up in there. You got some blood and some fire, and it just feels more Targaryen. They did a good job pulling that off. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. I like what they did too with the Iron Throne, where one, it makes it seem feel a little bit more like it's a really cool way of doing it, because we've talked about this where the thing you run into is that like it's an advantage and a disadvantage. It's an advantage because you know you have a lot of the set pieces and everything. It's all the same. It's all the exact same stuff. It's kind of like in Star Wars where it's like, hey, we just keep always going back to Tatooine. Yeah. It's like familiar. We just like, we get step right in no matter what story we're in, and we you know, we're right back into Tatooine, where it's sort of the same thing here now, where it's like, hey, we know what the Iron Throne looks like. We know what all this looks like. But so to be able to do it right there, like where all you have all those swords as kind of this like Targaryen decoration.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you couldn't like change the Iron Throne in the books. That's what it looks like. But the Iron Throne's like huge. It's like way up there. And there's all these like thousands of swords and everything. So it's kind of cool that they have them on the ground surrounding it. It just sort of makes it like a Targaryen thing. And then later Robert Baratheon would have changed it as we saw in the show. So it's definitely, definitely cool.
Yeah. I mean, good God, like the costuming, like just look at it. I mean, look at all of the jewelry and it's not like over. It's just like kind of a, I don't know. It's not like bright gems and stuff. Let me get back. There's so much going on, man. It's the gold cloaks have never been more like never been a bigger deal than they are right now. Like right here, we just got some gold. I mean, it's just.
I can tell you, Matt Smith is about to win so many awards.
Yeah. As he should.
As he should, because he's so good. I mean, like, obviously in England and stuff like that, he's really well known. Right. Because he was in Doctor Who and stuff like that. But Doctor Who in America isn't as big as it is over there. Right. But I mean, this is going to be the thing that really sort of puts him in the league of like, everyone's like, oh, wow, this will turn him into like a mega movie. He is in movies and he was in The Crown. So he's been in sort of bigger productions, but he doesn't really have that sort of like, he doesn't have like, you say Kit Harington to people here, they know who he is.
Right.
You say Matt Smith, they probably, you know, who's that?
Yeah.
This will be the thing. And right. I would say that I think, you know, just personally, I love Kit Harington.
Sure.
But Matt Smith, I think, is probably a better actor.
I think he is, too. I do, really. And what's interesting is
that's no disregard. I mean, they're both amazing. But to me, I've just seen Matt Smith in so many more sort of like dynamic roles.
Yeah, I would say what's kind of blown me away, too, is thinking about him. I've been watching this a couple of times here, just kind of get caught up. Matt's seen it hundreds of times. I'm just sort of watching it now. But like he is with young Rhaenyra and old Rhaenyra. So he's like acting with a lot of different people, too. That's something else you want to give him credit for. We're seeing more young Rhaenyra than I thought we would. You know what I mean? I didn't think we'd see this much of her. So
I tell you what. Also, I think House Valyrian looks freaking awesome. Whether it's accurate or not, or people want to freak out, I really don't care what I look at. I'm like, I look at it and it looks cool because they look different. And it's like, this is sick. I think it's a better choice because you gives them that sort of different, different dynamic and everything.
Right. Right. It does. They all look good. That's what I mean. Like even their costuming, their hair, look at them walking in here. I mean, they just look, you're like, well, I mean, for a hot second, they're gonna cause you to stop and say, wait, who are they? What's going on? Well, it's this other house coming in. Just like the Starks look really different. Like all that matters, the image and what you put forward, the visuals. Like you're really telling us it's very easy to distinguish these different houses. It gets trippy when you've got all the politicking going on and lots of people showing up in and out of King's Landing. They have to communicate that well and show you the different power struggles because it's complex, you know?
Right. Yeah, Lady Ashley, who comment here, Rainey's line makes me, you know, sad for her, you know, about like where she's saying like, oh, would that never going to have like a queen?
Yeah,
they'll do everything in their power to keep a queen. I know. God, man. It's
right.
Yeah. This show, I think this show is going to be more heartbreaking. Like for people who are just going to go into obviously just your standard show watchers and watch to the end and like not know what's going to happen. I think this will be more heartbreaking than Game of Thrones, because ultimately in the end in Game of Thrones the Starks kind of win, right? So it's like start to finish, whereas this, I think the team you're going to be rooting for, in a way nobody really wins, to be fair. Like nobody really wins.
I know, it's sort of the start to this Targaryen See, what's nice is they've started at a spot where at least you're coming off the old king and you see sort of the height of the Targaryen power. And but you're going to see this causes, and again, they'll reign for many years. But I mean, boy, they hurt themselves big time here. Yeah. And it's freaking how it's the Hightowers in the midst of all of it. Allison.
There's Kristen Cole.
Get her out. Get Allison Hightower.
And I will say right around this part that you can listen to the music. And of course, it's the same guy. I cannot pronounce his name at all. It's like Ramjan Dewald, however you pronounce his name. I could never pronounce it. But anyway, so the same composer is doing the music, and you can hear like the Game of Thrones theme coming in there at the end, but it's sort of its own unique thing, which is going to be so sweet. Which again, I think you look at the way like Star Wars does it, where it's all very familiar themes, but then they kind of blend in like their new thing. Like the one place I can give the sequel trilogy credit was the music. John Williams came back and did the music, and it like that felt Star Wars-y, but there were some new themes in there that felt, and even like the Mandalorian and everything, like it's a spinoff of it, but that's the one that franchise has always had that, where the music always feels like it belongs in the same universe.
Yes.
Even when you have different composers, and as we begin to sort of expand Westeros out, we're getting new shows. You know, it's great to see that the music is going to feel sort of like you still have that same core theme, just like you do in Star Wars. Like in Star Wars, it's the same music that kicks off everything. Not always, but you know, pretty much. But then some of those same themes trending back and forth. So like that's a big one, which I think people don't really think about, is like the score being so similar is such a great way to make everything feel familiar and stuff like that. So this is going to just be able to immediately carry over so much of Game of Thrones in it. But now it's like, hey, we're going with the Targaryen, right? Oh, I am more excited for this than any other show coming out this year. And that includes Obi-Wan, Stranger Things,
right?
All of it. And of course, I know we're on a Game of Thrones channel, but as and I do cover all that other stuff too. And I'm super excited for everything, but this is the number one
thing. There's just so much they can do. We know how much potential it has. And I think our friend Jimmy was saying in our chat, like just looking at even the trailer and just the way this is cut up, the music, the presentation, the sound, all of it. And I got to give him credit for saying this because he did. It's just like it's so good. The quality of HBO and House of the Dragon right now, just based on the trailers, looks 10 times better than most of the stuff we've seen coming out over in terms of, like you said, Kenobi, Wheel of Time, or Lord of the Rings, even. I hate to say that, but it looks, it's got a real good look to it, a real good feel.
Yeah. So much of it. And there, you know, we actually didn't get that many shots of older Rhaenyra.
No, we didn't actually. So we get her kind of smiling at one point. Yeah.
And I am still baffled by the younger actresses they have playing them.
Me too.
Because we haven't, they just look so. Jay Smith's got a couple here. Do you think they'll show Aegon the Second in any previews? Maybe. I would imagine that we are still going to get one. I would say we get one more trailer.
Yeah.
Before the show. And then you'll start to get like little TV spot ads and stuff like that. So possibly.
Yeah. It's weird because we haven't really seen any of that. Like, it's what they're showing us is a lot of the adults kind of intermingling. Like, we see what's sort of like right here. This shot is almost like the beginnings of some plot and some scheming, some romance or something developing. Plus, we've got a lot of those younger shots too of them. It's always been kind of trippy for me to see. We're getting the reign of King Viserys first, sort of like the tail end of it, right? I mean. I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we will get some more promotional stuff, or there'll be another thing. I don't know. But man,
oh yeah, because I mean, it's not coming out until August. It's not coming out until August. So that's Comic Con is probably when I think we'll see some more stuff.
Okay.
Because just sort of looking. You know, at everything else, I guess, you know, you start to see like what are like all the things they're going to push, because Warner Brothers pretty much they kind of like they don't really seem to like to push a lot of things at once. Now, what did I say, Ez? What have I been saying, by the way, about when we would see the trailer? I said March is going to be the Batman. Mm-hmm. April is going to be the new Harry Potter movie. I said, yeah. So it's going to have to be after that. And boom.
Well, I would say Matt,
literally like one month at boom. All right. The Harry Potter movie had its, you know, whatever we got. Got it out of the way.
Right. get that out there.
Yeah. It's bad. That movie sucked. And then boom, here we go. This is the next big thing.
Yeah, you got to move. You've got to build this. This is your show. I mean, this is it.
This is your next wave. Yeah,
they put some money into this. I think they've thought about it, and it just looks like already from just the couple lines that we're getting with the queen that never was, right? Rhaenys and stuff, and then all these different houses and the loyalties. They've done their research. There's political stuff going on here. There's lust. There's romance. Power grabs, the high towers. There's also mystery and dragons. Like, dude, this show is going to have everything that people want. And right. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't think we're quite ready for how good it's. I think you and I were on a couple different YouTube shows, and some people have said like, I'm not so sure that this is really going to really bring it in like HBO thinks. Are you what are we watching the same trailer and same teaser and same promotional stuff?
I know. Here's a comment from Jay Smith again. Do you think we'll have Mushroom Man? We've talked about that.
I think so. Because he adds kind of it's one of those elements for TV especially, and for kind of like what he adds that element of mystery, rumor telling, kind of like the devilish side of things, right? A little bit naughty side. So I definitely think they should. I don't know. We haven't seen anything though, right? We don't know.
We haven't seen anything.
What if we just see this? What if we just see him kind of like, it's one of those things that's like buried in season one. He's just around here and, you know, we just don't really quite know.
I hope we do. Lady Ashley of Nath here. Again, I wonder who's speaking at the end about history remembering names rather than blood. That's a shady, you know, high towers written all over it. Yeah, you know, I was trying to listen to some of the voices. I actually went searching today. I was like, man, who is playing Rickard Stark? Because that, like, I love that they did that right at the beginning of the trailer, like House Stark. Like, whoa, wait, what?
Right.
Because remember, House Stark in the books, at least, like as far as we know, it's sort of just an outline. That's the other thing too. If you're sort of new to this. This show, there is context for it. There is like book context, but there's no specific sort of books. It's not like the main series, which is like direct source sort of books. This is an outline. It's a finished outline, but it's really all open sort of for interpretation. So I was trying to see like how Stark, how involved are they going to be? And then again, that sort of ties into it. Yeah. At the end, who is saying that could be Otto Hightower.
What's funny is as Ashley says, like all the way along, they, when the captions are on, it tells you who the speaker is. And then they drop that right at the end. So,
yes.
Interesting.
So then they drop some other things too, just some sort of character portraits. Like we've seen a lot of these. First of all, these are all freaking sick. Now they did sort of like stills. Remember we covered that a little bit ago. A few weeks ago, they just did some image stills. So my guess is once a month, we're going to be getting something until like Comic Con. Here's a character I think people are sleeping on, man. Rhaenys.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let me read to you, by the way, some of these things on the Twitter, right? They say, and maybe you can see them too, but like, we'll start with Rhaenys. They had like a caption and it says, eldest child of Viserys the First. Went with her still.
Right.
Right. On Twitter. That's something that they said. Then you also have, for Daemon, Prince of the City. Let's see. For Viserys, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, first of his name. Otto Hightower, just Hand of the King, and then daughter to Hand of the King, right? So they're just pitching her as she's not She's not married. I mean, Viserys is still just doing his thing, right? He's still alive. And they've got Sea Snake in there, Corlys Velaryon. Then for Rhaenys, you've got the queen who never was. That's how they describe her. And for Kristen Cole, Knight of the Kingsguard. And then we've got, I don't know if I'm saying her name right or not, but Mizaria, right?
Yeah.
Confidant to Daemon Targaryen. So,
yeah. And I guess like Angel M1301. He's left a couple comments here. And about, is Kristen Cole killing Lyman Beesbury in that thing? If you sort of find that scene sort of towards the, you're right about there, kind of, it's where they start clashing a little bit. You can see it. I think it's before that, because that's the end. Oh, so go back. I think it's Corlys Velaryon, right?
Wait,
history does not remember blood.
Oh, okay, there we go. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so it does say, I thought it dropped off.
I think it did too.
But no, I think it just also, when it picks back also, up. Yeah.
Also, what a sick shot too of like the dragon and.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many. So this is that dagger scene right here where we're going to like rush in. I mean, she's coming at her. What's going on here? Right. Look at that. Like,
I can tell you right now, I think a lot of this show is going to be at Dragonstone.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure, like, I don't think season one we're going to see much outside of King's Landing, Dragonstone, and Driftmark. I think almost like the whole show is going to be those. Because remember, if we go back to all the places they were filming, a lot of it was sort of like coastal areas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember they were having a lot of the leaked photos, like set leaks, is like high, beach photos essentially. And that they dropped this image too earlier.
Okay. Did this?
Yeah. This was how it started. So it started at like 5 a.m. my time. I was almost air quote sick today.
Right.
Because I was like, are we going to get a trailer or not? Because they dropped, their first tweet was like, something about like, and it begins. And I was like, everyone's like, what? And then I was like literally waiting to be like, am I going to be sick today or not? And then, then they dropped a photo and I was like, okay, well, it's just going to be like set photos today. And then it's like, and 2 hours later, they started dropping like photos like every like 10 minutes. And then we got a trailer and I was like, what?
Oh man, I know it's so much energy. This is number two on trending, and it's huge. So, buddy, what do you think this shot here? This is like this. What is this here? Because there's a chest that comes up right after this too.
Yeah. Mark, you can go spoilers here. Because again, remember the crazy thing about this show is it's not like the books where we have sort of like storylines that are told through us, and even the source material that we have it are conflicting. Like, cause one part of the text that we do have is telling it and a maester telling it, and they argue. So who knows what they're going to do.
Right. What the truth of it will be. Yeah. Yeah. Is this a great gather? Is this like a great count? Look how this, I don't know what.
Look, it looks sick.
Harrenhal or something? Like, what is this?
I don't know.
Because it's massive. And then somebody's bringing a big old chest in here. That's
I had seen thing. Some people say that it might be Harrenhal. Maybe Aemon, Lady Ashley says, maybe Aemon has just lost his eye and Alicent was confronting Rhaenyra with the dagger used on him. Yeah, that could be.
In that fight? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's get people way in here. What do you guys think here? 47 seconds. I mean, what do you guys think this is? This just looks like it's almost like they're trying to rebuild some of it. There's ruins and stuff. And I know Harrenhal was a place that you could gather a lot of lords and people.
Mark says, thanks to the great council at Harrenhal 101C. Yeah.
Okay. What the heck are they bringing this chest in here for?
Maybe that has that's the ballot box, he says.
Okay. Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
Jay says, and again, for those of you guys listening on the podcast, this is because this obviously be posted on our podcast as well. We're doing a YouTube live here. So since they're showing the Great Council meeting, will we see Jaehaerys?
Right. That's because that, I know that's trippy, right? I mean, this is because you said Rhaenys. That's why I'm so impressed right. that there are so like the younger characters are there. You know,
I almost. I guess you could because it seems like the crazy thing is that with all these shows we're getting, it's kind of like where you have to start picking and choosing when you're going to do stuff. Because, you know, Jaehaerys's timeline is like 100. It's like it's so long. Like he lives so long and he's king so long. You could at some point do a Jaehaerys show if you wanted. I mean,
yeah, yeah, right. I know that's when they were most. I mean, he had so many children and different things. And I mean, his problem is that he outlives a lot of his heirs. And then they,
that's this whole thing happens.
Right, right. And so yeah, Viserys is picked over top of. Rhaenys, and if they show that, I think that's gonna be really neat. So this is probably there's Rhaenys talking again about that.
Yeah,
the, like they would rather see, they'd rather go to war essentially. Which she said she put in here.
Yeah, 55. Yeah, men, 55 years of king. Yeah, I know it's crazy. Like
men would, men would rather put the realm to torch, than they would see a woman on the throne.
Now that I'm looking at this, I want a Maegor the Cruel show.
Jeez. I mean, he's pretty cruel, man. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I don't know. We had, four seasons of Joffrey and then a few seasons of Ramsay Bolton. So I think we can handle it.
I mean, this kiss right here, it's we play an ugly game.
I know look how sweet that is. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Because that's younger. That's the younger actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then she's going to end up, working her way in there.
Good grief.
And then probably poison him later.
Probably. We're going to learn stuff that's not in the outline. There's going to be stuff that's going to shock and surprise us big time.
Right. See, I think House Valyrian looks freaking sick.
Yeah, I also do not care what anybody thinks. I think they look great. And I think that it's awesome. And... yeah, so like I think you it's a good cast. And just look how decked out they are. They look so
right,
cool. I don't know. I just don't
time
know how you can
time jump is hypothesized at episode 6. Yeah, because they've said that season 1 is going to be, and obviously that's why we have the younger actresses and everything. Mm-hmm. They should show all the Blackfyre rebellions. Well, we know for sure we're getting the second Blackfyre rebellion.
Yeah,
that's pretty much been confirmed by George.
Oh, really?
Because if we're getting a Dunk and Egg show, then we're going the second Blackfyre Rebellion,
right?
Is the third Mystery Night? No, Mystery Night.
Yeah, yeah. Check out this though. This is young Rhaenyra, and so like Laenor Valerian, right? Probably dancing it up and getting close, maybe working towards that. First marriage or something. Yeah. I mean, this is, I don't know, man. And is this the king? You know, is this that time jump we're talking about?
I think so.
King Viserys? Thought they burned
I don't know.
You get the sea snakes out here. Maybe that's Laenor, you know?
Yeah, because the Targaryens, they've said they've always burned.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that he might not die in season 1. They might. Another thing to keep in mind is they might shift stuff around from even the source material that we have.
Yeah, if it works better for TV or what. Yeah, for sure. They got to make their show, and they got George on board to help them.
Yeah,
through
Plus, it's a female.
Yeah, it's true.
It looks like
a female.
It's Driftmark. Yeah.
Trying to get right in there on it.
Plus, I don't think they want to allude to his death.
So who is that then?
Laena Valerian.
Okay. Wow. There she goes. Wow. Oh, and boy.
There's only a few shots of them.
Right.
By the way.
Yeah, they haven't showed much
of Alicent and... or not Alicent, excuse me.
Now, who is this
guy? Rhaenyra, yeah. And Hightower.
Is that, it's not, I mean, he's got the platinum hair, you know, and that's the Kingsguard, it looks like, right? With the white cloaks.
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy's in trouble, though. I'll tell you that much. It's not Damon, is it? No.
There's Kristen Cole.
Oh, he's, man.
Punched him right in the face.
Yeah, he's. What the heck?
I know.
You can literally just, they jam so much in here.
That shot right there is like,
I know.
Get ready for, because that's what this show's about, and it's,
that's what that's awesome. About. That's what's going on.
Be awesome.
That's what's up right there. Also, just look at the smirks on their face. Like, the acting is going to be so insane. You can just see in facial expressions here, they're up to no good. They are taking control.
Yeah, you know, I will say another thing. I think where this show has an advantage, not that any of the acting is bad in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. But Game of Thrones has a lot of, like, you know, I mean, go look. I mean, Macy Williams is like, I mean, how old are those kids when they start? And I mean, they're like phenomenal in the show at their younger ages. But I think there's just a, like, you know, it's just different when you're watching like adults who've been acting for a long time.
Right.
Like, you, I mean, it's, I think that's another thing that people, is just the quality is going to feel.
Yeah,
even better from the get-go. Not that any of it was bad, because it's all amazing, but I think there's just a difference, like, because obviously those kids have only been acting for how long, as opposed to,
oh yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And then you also only have, when you have the younger actresses here, they're mixed in again among, you know, older and actors, and I think, yeah, it'll be right. It looks like it's gonna be good.
It looks sweet. Get the shot of the, can you click the shot of the dragon?
Yeah,
where Matt, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's go.
He's going down there to, man. It's just awesome. Yeah, we had the early shot too, by the way. I think, because we didn't see him in the teaser, did we? We saw pictures of the dragons, but I don't know if we actually saw.
No, we
saw...
didn't in the original trailer. No, we, I did mean, not.
Look at this. He's got the egg. He's got his confidant over here.
Yeah. Looks like we may get a Valyrian bond at the wedding.
Yeah, there's a dragon.
And then horse. and then he has the dragon egg too, which is a super cool shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go back here. Let's go back.
Now, what was that building?
This right here.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, let me see here. I mean,
because that's not it? It. I mean, again, some of these things could be changed because it's, you know. Whatever, but I mean, that's not the Red Keep. That's not the Sept of Baelor. Is that?
I don't know.
Did we ever see the High Tower in the show?
I don't know if we did, actually. This is, or no,
or maybe that is the Red Keep, because you can kind of see some of the.
Yeah, I was looking for like the border of the city and stuff. I don't know.
It maybe just from like a, yeah, Rhaenyra different. Flying. Cyrax around the Red Keep. It's just from like a different angle. So I think that's maybe why it looked it at first. Because we were Matthew Perry, right? Who's, you know, one of our Bannermen and stuff like that in our group chat. We were discussing earlier. We're like, well, yeah, what was that building?
Yeah. Matt, can we go over something real quick? So
yeah,
Rhaenyra is, he makes them swear.
Yeah.
Right? He makes them swear that they are going to defend her right to be his heir. This is his heir. He is naming her the heir. They went against the king's wishes. These guys swear loyalty. I, Corlys Velaryon. Yeah, you better.
Yes. Also, by the way, hey, how about that Valyrian steel sword we just got to look at?
Oh, yeah. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely loud. It's just so sick, man. The attention to detail is impressive. I mean, look at even young Rhaenyra here and all of the
costuming is awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Look at the detail in that. Right. I mean, you even got like the little, like, look at her centerpiece, the Targaryen, the three heads of the dragon are in that.
Well, like, it's just part of the thing too, you know, where we discuss it. It's like, you know, go watch like seasons one and two of like Game of Thrones, and then go watch like season 8. And I know people don't talk, but like the budget and everything and the costuming and everything gets good because they've now been doing it for 8 years. Well, now these people have done it for 8 years to start the new show.
Right.
So the costuming and everything, it looks so amazing because, again, it's they've all had the experience working on all this stuff and stuff like that. I mean, it's.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. 100%. And they know, too, this is a big investment for them. So coming out the gate here on season one of this, it's budget's right. huge. They're locked in.
Right.
Damon, by the way, right? Look at this. Everyone's cheering him. He owns this city. All right.
Right.
He's the freaking prince of the city. I mean, he's giving them all gold cloaks and like he's walking back through here. He just looks.
I know. Even you know, the other thing, too, is like all the CGI and everything that we can see that we see in here, too. Like, again, compared to early Game of Thrones, I mean, I know it's like, wow, it wasn't that long ago. But man, 10 years in terms of technology and like movies and everything is like forever. I mean, when yeah. Game of Thrones ended, the volume like that they used for The Mandalorian, right? That sort of like.
Yeah.
VR like that didn't even I mean that like didn't really exist then.
No. No.
I mean it yeah. did because they were using it, but we had never seen anything like that. Well, now that's like common practice. Like 10 years, you know, that didn't exist like 6-7 years ago. This right. is gonna be this show's gonna be sick. I mean, this shot right here, I mean, it just looks it yeah. feels you're right. It does, it feels darker, it feels grittier.
Yeah, yeah, right.
We're sea folk.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just and that's a cool thing. You almost, I don't know, like even the shots of like Rhaenyra talking to Rhaenys, you can kind of feel that they're near the sea yeah. and you can see it off in the distance yeah. in the blue skies.
Mark here has a comment, has a lot of Eastern Orthodox Greek Byzantine feel. Yes, I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I am. Oh, yeah. And then the shot of that dragon egg.
Jesus.
So Christ. Cool.
Like, is this the same one Damon was carrying? And, you know, are they trying to, yeah. trying to do something here, trying to hatch it.
I mean, that's going to be the big difference in that is that, you know, all of the, all the dragons and everything.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I've heard around 20 million, an episode. Got a comment here somewhere quoted at 15 million. I've seen 20 million an episode is the budget. Now, again, well, most, so it's like Mandalorian is like 10 million an episode. Not that that's bad. 10 million episodes, like sick. I mean, I think The Witcher season two was around the same too, like 10 million an episode.
Matt, I'll tell you where a lot of that budget's going to. Look at Rhaenyra. I mean, holy smoke! Every shot of her is just decked out in this necklace. Look at the hairpiece. She's got like, I bet those are real roots.
I am still baffled that by the actors that they got because they look like she literally looks like she could be like her younger sister.
Yeah, she does. She does. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. This is a cool shot.
It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah. Man,
I feel like there's a lot of like morning shots too.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Does it have that kind of feel where it's like a lot of almost all the shots I feel like are like early morning, like dawn, and then like everything else is like at night.
Oh, got more. Okay, gotcha. Yes, yes. I thought you meant like morning, as in terms of like I just had the funeral situation up there. No, I get you. Yeah, it does. I think so. Yeah, you get some night stuff for sure, some festive stuff. But yeah, there is a lot of morning stuff going on as well. Like right here is, you know, maybe one of those shots.
And this shot right here too is gonna be so awesome.
So something's going on between these guys, right? I mean,
yeah. Like again, the other thing, there's going to be so many more conflicts added than what we get in the books. Now hold on, now was that the dagger she just pulled? Because we remember in the other one we've seen her, but that looks like it's almost a different time. No, that is the same.
Yeah,
that it's the same time as when we see her in the other trailer walking with the dagger. And remember, yeah. that's the dagger
she's coming at her right there, and that's Rhaenyra here in front of us.
Well, the dagger she's using.
Yeah.
Cat's is paw dagger. The cat's paw dagger. That thing kills the Night King later.
Yeah. Yes, it does. We didn't see that coming, did we, in season 8?
No, it did not. Neither did he.
Who's protecting Rhaenyra right now? You know, but yeah, again, right. I don't understand if they're in full conflict right now, if this is about someone said this was when they were younger. I'm sorry. Like one of her children loses an eye, and this could be
Aemond,
about
yeah.
that.
Okay, just lose an eye. Yeah.
So yeah, that makes more sense because they're not in open.
Yeah, yeah. I do have a feeling it's gonna deviate from, again, the source material itself is hard because it's two different tellings of it. And so it's gonna be sort of hard to, but I do think they're gonna deviate and play around with it, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeez.
Such a cool shot. So cool.
They look so serious, and there's just they carry themselves in such a regal, like royal way that you're just like, yep, I believe it. I mean, yeah, look at the shot. I mean, that's a cool shot. Like, where are we at right here, right? Like,
So Corlys Velaryon is sort of the narrator of this whole thing. This is Dragonstone, I think.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool because we're going to go see, I think, just like you said, from different angles, different,
right?
You know. Keeps and stuff. Jesus. Dude,
yeah,
I get how you could watch this 100 times because I'm picking
a good part. And Fire and Blood, right? And Allison demands that Viserys cut out Lucerys' eye to be equal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty genius that George to set it up that way so adaptations can change things and nobody can really argue with some of it because as to being canon or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was never going to write like the full, you know, every single detail and stuff. So,
he probably was planning to at one point, but
God bless him. Just finish one book, George. Take your time. I'm not one of those guys. Let him finish, you know.
So and there's the young. This is the young. That's the younger. Yeah.
Right. So some sort of ceremony is going on here, and King Viserys is there, and she comes walking in. Maybe it's her introduction to court or something.
Right.
Although I feel like she was there before with the old king too. So who knows? Yeah, who knows how much they're going to show? But man,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. It's really cool to see the plotting, to see everything kind of in motion. Because what's really cool about this too is we forget that at one point Corlys, like the Sea Snake, and Daemon, that alliance develops later. You know what I mean? Like things, alliances and stuff shift around for a hot second. You know, at one point Daemon's on the council, then he's off the council, then he's going to war, then he's coming back asking for forgiveness, and then he's hitting on Rhaenyra. You know what I mean? He's all over the place. So
yeah,
it's like.
It's insane. It's so sick. Yeah. So what do you want next, Ez? What do you want next from House of the Dragon?
I don't know. I mean, like the promotional images and stuff are cool. I'm glad we got like some of those other things. Like I guess here on out, I don't know that you're gonna maybe you do something else that adds a clip or two more. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna do.
I just want another. I want the opening. I want to hear the opening music.
Yeah, that too.
Do you go with the same thing? Or do you?
I don't know.
I know.
You know, they got to be beta testing that like crazy, right? They got to be trying to figure out.
I almost just feel like, I don't know. I did look it up, by the way. It is Javadi. Raman Javadi is how it is pronounced.
Okay.
It's
okay.
D W I J. You know, it's like Javadi.
Okay.
But anyway, he's I trust him. He's a genius, so he can do whatever he wants. But you know, it's kind of like Star Wars; all the movies start with the same music. So,
yeah, it's not going to be bad to do that. That right? You, that's a good point. Is there's why change that if because you can add to it later. I mean, right. If it's,
and the opening is so cool, where you know it's the thing and it goes all around.
Right.
I mean, I would.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I don't know that. I don't know that you need to change it. Is like the
I'm with you.
Is the thing, and then it feels, you know, it feels all the same. It's just, hey, it works.
He can
like
bring
Dunkin'
in.
Egg. I would do differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of different. It's a different. It feels different anyway than the rest of the stories.
Yeah, yeah. It's
but audience. This is all. This feels like
epic level. That see that intro is so epic. Like this has to have something equal to or better. So if you don't want to throw something out there that you're worried might like flop, just go with what works, man. Right. I mean, because it is as epic. This is worthy of that type of epic intro.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm cool if they do that for sure.
Yeah. Mark here. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Right. Anybody can do the Force theme, right? Or the Star Wars theme. You know, it's crawl.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just what I'm ready for. Mostly because everything he's
done.
Are
you calling that? Is that something Matt Brady's calling? Or are you like, yeah, let's go?
I just have a feeling it's gonna be the same. I think they're gonna do the same intro. It's gonna do the moving around. I just wouldn't change. Well,
So one of your favorite pieces too is when we do the whole King of the North stuff, right? The build. Yeah. There's moments, right, to do a Daemon-centered kind of theme when he comes on the screen. Rhaenyra, all the different, like House Valyrian will have its own entrance music and stuff.
So, yeah, Daenerys did have her own sort of music. The only thing about Daenerys's music is it kind of has a little bit of sort of like in some ways kind of like a Middle Eastern vibe to it at certain points. But I think it was because she was sort of like over in that area. If you listen to her theme in season 8, and it's the music that's playing when her and John are flying the dragons in like episode 1, I think, mm-hmm. or episode 2 of season 8. It's probably episode 1 of season 2. That song starts out and it's really sweet, and it's kind of like this own little theme, and then it shifts into like the bigger Game of Thrones theme. So, but the music that has been played in both this trailer and the trailer before is kind of a variation on the Game of Thrones, the like original, what we just think of as Game of Thrones theme.
Yeah, that's interesting to think about. The we have to go back, and I honestly, it's been a while since I've gone back and seen Game of Thrones, but like to comb through it and say, all right, what are the themes for the different houses and characters, and see if some of those, because he's gonna be playing around with all of that, right? So,
yeah, because each house did sort of have its own, a lot of the music, if you go back and listen to it, each house does has its own,
thing.
And I, you know what, I'm ready to see more Starks, man. What are we
honestly, doing? Matt? I don't care whether it was like majorly in the outline or not. To hear that, I got chills. I got literal chills when that happened. I was like, huh? You know, like, oh, okay. Like, loyalties were sworn. Okay?
Yes.
I know where Matt's loyal. Like, House Targaryen. Okay?
Absolutely. Through and through. But the Starks aren't really that prevalent until the end. And then it's like, they're like the whole deal at the end. The Hour of the Wolf.
Yeah, right. Well, so do you that's a good question. Do you think we'll see more Starks? Do you think they're going to bring in?
I think they're going to expand. I do think they're going to expand. Well, because again, it's not to say that they aren't involved. It's just that it's because all the text we have is this sort of bigger, broad outline. We don't know exactly what's going on. So there's tons of room to do stuff. I actually also wouldn't be surprised if they don't drop tiny little like Easter eggs here and there throughout that connect to things that we see. Like, think about, you know, all the things they said, all the little nuggets that are in the Game of Thrones show that are sort of like cool little things. Like, remember when Joffrey is looking at the Kingsguard book and he's making a jape at Jaime. He's going through it and he's like, oh, Sir Duncan the Tall, he's quite a story, you know. It's like just like tiny little things like that that you can do. I think we'll get those, but the cool thing is that those now can tie in directly to the show, like, you know, Grumpkins and Snarks, because we're gonna hear them talk about people taking the black and all these things, and that's gonna be cool too, to kind of the tiny little details that we'll get throughout that are just subtle references to expanding sort of the world of Westeros, the world building, which is going to be really, really cool.
Yeah. I think you'll see, like you said, those connections, those are great. I know people will say, hey, we had a lot of the Starks in the originals, but you know, we're also probably going to get maybe a Prince of Winterfell or someone who's at court. I feel like we're going to get someone there just to represent the Starks, but I'm also all on board to see more houses. I want to see more houses represented. There are so many, and there are tons of fan favorites out there that we would love just to show up. Some lord or some second son show up, you know?
Yeah. You know, this is actually a really good comment by Zed here. He says, the cinematography is a lot like Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, where if you go back and actually watch those movies, that one does have a very different feel to it, and it's almost like they use this sort of like bluish gray filter over like a lot of the cinematography in that movie to set this sort of like darker tone.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you really go back and look at a lot of the cutscenes, that's actually a really, really good comment, because that is actually, compared to what we've seen in Game of Thrones, this does sort of like, ooh, as we've been saying, it feels a little grungier. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't make that connection, but it does. It totally feels like that, and it's good.
Because that movie does have a different time. Sort of.
Even when they're out walking around outside. Hogwarts and stuff, yeah.
It definitely has a darker sort of just the camera, you know, the coloring, the color palette.
Right, right. Yeah, Mark's sitting here. Valerion's, Blackwood's, Tully's, yeah, plenty of other houses and stuff. House Aaron, since Rhaenyra is half Aaron. Okay.
Yeah. And we will later see. We know we go to the Vale, we know we go to other places. So it is gonna be cool to see some of those places we've been to before. And you also have the advantage of bringing in houses that aren't really ever mentioned in the text, because again, it's a pretty broad outline. But you know, I mean, what's to say the Greyjoys don't get involved? What's to say, you know, I mean, if you're going to go up against the Valerians, right, if you're the Greens and you're going up, you know, or you know, the Black, whatever, if you're going up against the Green or the Blacks, it's like, hey, we need ships too. Morgan, because House Valerion's, like, you know, some of the best sailors. They're very, you know, some of the best at sea. Well, who do we know that's really good at the sea? Well, the Greyjoys. So that's one of the things you can do with this, because it's such a broad outline, is you can bring in some of these people who aren't directly referenced and expand and build it out that way.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So here's a house that is not mentioned at all in Fire and Blood, and as far as I can tell, during this time period, but would be cool because we know they exist, is like House Dane. You know, like there's nothing there, but if you wanted to show us the Sword of the Morning, like that would be one of those things that if he just walked into court and was announced and had the freaking sword, I'd be like, huh? You know, like, what's up? That would be crazy. That's the kind of stuff, the potential the show has.
Yeah. Who do you think Nettles is?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I mean, I don't know. We're going to see all that's going to be down the line, though, I feel like. But
right.
I mean, that's going to be later on. That's what I'm wondering.
Dragon seeds and stuff. The battle over the God's Eye. Are we actually going to see the God's Eye? Like, what's there?
See, there you go. That's the kind of stuff where like they can do so much with this that it makes me really wonder, how far do you want to go? Like, bring in those fans. You know, you have a whole fandom that support the books, that love it, that even if you brought in like that element, people would be like, wait, what is this? Right. And then you've got book fans going, this is sick. We never really got to see much of this. This would be awesome. And then it just builds hype. It's there. It's like money. It is literally just like money in this show if you do it.
Well, there's some cool stuff too. Like, let's just say Blackfyre, for example, the sword.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, what if like, all it takes is one little line of, you know, King, you know, Viserys, like where they're walking around or whatever. And like, he's like, he gets handed his sword or whatever by somebody. He's like, oh, I put a new pommel on it. Right. Cause tiny little stuff you could do in like 1 second is like crazy, because, you know, there's obviously the big theories that is Blackfyre Longclaw. Right. You know, that's, So just cool little things like that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. That have people saying, okay, well, this was said in the show. Does that now confirm, or is that even give more evidence for something that we believe later on in the series? Right. And again,
are we ever going to hear anything about the R'hllor? Are we ever, you know, there's just all sorts of cool little things you can do to sort of build out the world.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is cool. I'm even looking up little houses right now. This has got me digging into like House Dondarrion, you know, and their connection to House Cole, so, you know, Sir Criston Cole, and like, will one of them sort of show up and be a big deal or something? It just the potential is insane.
I've still said what I think would be awesome. And I said this. Remember, we were doing a podcast with Gray Area. I think we were on her show, and I was saying, like, because we know obviously there's a ton of assassinations and everything in here. Like, if you hire a faceless man, right?
Yeah.
I would bring in the actor who played Jack and Hagar.
Oh yeah, that was a good call. I know people like, again, it's a
face. It would just be, because it's just a face, right? Right? It's just a face that they, like, that would be so sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be such a cool thing to do.
Right. Exactly. That would be, it would be. Things like that. And then even like, not that they would really even need to, you know how there was that, you told me about this thing in Batman where there was like, you saw like the Riddler in the window or something, and you wouldn't even know. Yes. It's like one of those really small Easter eggs. But even something as small as having like Leaf, like a child of the forest, show up in some random obscure way, like don't ever focus on it with the camera. It's just there. Like, that's the kind of hidden Easter eggs that hopefully they can do, because, I mean, Leaf apparently was walking around freaking King's Landing or down south somewhere, like, just popping in and out.
Yeah, there's tons of tons of stuff. I mean, in theory, you could have Melisandre walk around, or like Quaid. I mean, you know, some of these characters who are so mysterious, who knows how long they've been around.
Quaid.
I know, man.
What if somebody in this show, like at the end of it, you know, puts on the Quaid thing, and like, we think,
do you think we're gonna go to Essos at all? I think we will.
Yeah, I think maybe just
at some point.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. In season one here, we're staying a lot like Driftmark, and we're going to stay in these different areas or whatever in this Bay Area. But maybe when he goes across the Narrow Sea and tries to, like, the Stepstones, and tries to kind of rule there for a bit, they might show that. Or when he's exiled for a hot second. I don't know. You know, a quick flash over there wouldn't be too hard. I got the money.
Yeah, so interesting. We'll have to see, but awesome. But just anyway, it's an initial thought dump here. I know we went on for an hour, but I'm sure we could go on for more. But we are coming back Sunday, and I don't know if we're gonna do it as a live stream on YouTube or not. But we got Sir Jimmy coming on, you know, from the Fantasy Network, and we're bringing Kale Easy, you know, Nikki, she's going to come back on, and we're going to another sort of trailer breakdown, thoughts, and everything. So stay tuned for that podcast as well. I want to thank everybody who joined us here tonight. This was so freaking awesome to get this trailer today. Wasn't expecting it. I mean, I was expecting it somewhat soon, but it's not like today.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like a random drop. But, you know, hey, we got it. So crazy trailers back to back. I mean, we got the Obi-Wan, you know, trailer yesterday, and then we got this, and then Doctor Strange is out. Doctor Strange is out. And I was going to go see Doctor Strange tonight. I was like, all right, I'm going to go see it.
Right.
And then this dropped, and I said, no, it can wait. has precedent above, you know, and I cover all these things.
I know.
But just so you guys know, I mean, you know,
yeah, this is our granddaddy show.
This is the one. I mean,
yeah, flagship.
If the Obi-Wan show came out the same day as House of the Dragon, I'm sorry about it. You know which one we have to cover.
I know, and that's the thing that, like, as much as people know this, my heart is in A Galaxy Far, Far Away, but I have been so invested in this for so many years, and this is, as far as our network goes, the flagship.
Nothing else even comes close.
Yeah, so
it really
would never ever everything we do has started with bend the knee. All right.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta remind people. Okay.
That's true. So anywho, I want to thank you guys as always for watching. Thank you as always for listening. We will be back again. Gonna be recording again on Sunday. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys. If you guys want to check out any of our other projects, we do cover Star Wars. As and I both have links just about everywhere you can find to all of our other projects. We cover Wheel of Time. We got a new podcast for that coming soon. There's some new details about its season two, which hopefully is a step up from season one. And then, you know, we cover Harry Potter and all sorts of other stuff. So you can check all that stuff out. Follow me anywhere on the internet at Super Gains Bros, as anywhere on the internet at WompRat_2M. Check out our Patreon and Apple Premium for all sorts of extra exclusive content. We have, at this point, I don't even know how many episodes are buried on Patreon on Bend the Knee, but it's probably over 100. So you can definitely go check all of that stuff out. Yes, we might be live streaming on YouTube Sunday. Haven't decided yet, but I would say probably. And we're going to, I know we're recording at around 10 a.m. Eastern.
Eastern standard,
3 p.m. London time and 7 a.m. Pacific, which is where I'm at. So anyway, stay tuned for all of that. As always, guys, Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And normally I would say, and remember that winter is coming, but remember that, you know, it's all about fire and blood.